prayer of illumination at the bottom of the second page of the bulletin. Creating God, who brought us into this world, breathed your spirit into us and formed us in your likeness. We give you thanks for the strong cords of love that bind us to you and nourish us within the community you have created. We pray to know your continued presence and support as we practice Sabbath and listen for your word. Amen. Our Hebrew scripture this morning is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 3. God in the sound of silence. He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting the mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in it. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there was a voice came to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Herein is wisdom.
Marco, our little cocker spaniel, and I have recently discovered together a night path. It's the walk that the two of us take in the evening after dark around part of Sunshine Lake. There are no lights except the soft glow from the windows of neighboring homes. It's quiet, this walk we take, except for the jingling of Marco's tags and the calming sound of the lake's fountain. There is an absence of brightness, an absence of noise, an absence of other human beings and their dogs. The night walk is still, it is peaceful, and sometimes a little eerie. This is the quiet where there's space and time for me and God, and one of the best places that provides enough emptiness for me to hear God's question, just like the one God posed to Elijah. What are you doing here? There are no rock-splitting winds. There is no quaking earth or fiery inferno on my night walk, thankfully. But how often it is, I think, that we mistake these mighty cataclysmic events as somehow being the voice, judgment, or will of God. Yet the writer of 1 Kings makes it quite clear that despite hurricane force winds that tear off roofs or split brick walls, or earthquakes that collapse buildings, or forest fire infernos that consume everything in their path, or powerful floods that wash away parts of our way of life, God is not in any of that kind of power, despite what divine meaning we try to attach to nature's way. God is not in any of those catastrophic forces, according to 1 Kings. And I find that really interesting. Instead, God is in a sound of sheer silence. And in the sheer silence, the penetrating question about our existence comes to be. God asks, "What are we doing here?" I'm not sure, actually, which is more frightening, the sound of wind, earthquake, and fire, or the sound of sheer silence. There's a deep emptiness in sheer silence. There are no distractions. There are no shiny objects to turn our head and entertain us. In sheer silence, we notice our own pure nature and existence. Some experience this as nothing but loneliness or long, purposeless periods of time that generate restlessness and antsy behaviors like eating lunch standing by the kitchen counter or wandering aimlessly from room to room with sandwich in hand, unable to really sit because, well, it's desperately quiet. I already have you figured out because you put your hands up around the ones who are going to eat by the kitchen counter and not sit. Right? I already have it figured out who might sit and then stand or walk around somewhere in between. And I betcha that's the desperately quiet part that's really hard. Fact is, we all yearn for something to fulfill us, to distract us, to help us pass the time. And yet, the time is ours. The time of sheer silence. This time where we surprisingly find the presence of God showing up, where we are called upon to wonder about why exactly we are here. As it turns out, Mr. Elijah is hiding in a cave. You have to picture that. He's hiding in a cave. He's desperately afraid. He's trying to make sense out of his life. He's trying to save his life and to lament that despite his desire to be faithful, the people of Israel were not. You have to read the next little bit to know all of that. And when we read that next little bit, reading about his fear and his lament and his sense of not being faithful enough, we understand that for Elijah it was a very complicated time of conflict. So there is poor Elijah hiding out in the depths of a cave. Now for Elijah, God's sheer silence at the entrance to the cave was one of those pivotal moments. It provided room for clarifying his sense of purpose, for coming to his senses, for sifting and sorting his life. We're left with the question, what are you doing here, Elijah? And the answer to that surfaces in sheer silence. The answer will come because in that kind of divine vacuum, free from all that vies for our attention, we will come to terms with who we are and experience a much deeper truth and wisdom that is only available to us when we are embraced by divine silence. Funny, isn't it, how the tradition names God's power and wisdom as appearing in the context of silence and not mighty forces of nature. So as we deepen our awareness of Sabbath, I'd like to invite us to consider that sheer silence is also an expression of Sabbath. It is empty time. It is desperately quiet. And of course, that means that Sabbath quiet can be and often is uncomfortable for us. As Terry Chapman, the author of the book that we're reading, says so beautifully, just lifting a couple of phrases, he says, "This discomfort may range from an annoying restlessness to feelings of guilt to momentary panic. This unfamiliar and uncomfortable feeling is not easy to overcome because often space is associated with fear, emptiness with negativity, and lack of fulfillment with dysfunction. Yet, as we practice Sabbath, we begin to understand that what feels like emptiness is not really empty, but a space full of grace and opportunity. Know that God's presence is with you." For Marco and me, our night walk is a journey into the silence where God greets both of us with a probing question of purpose. Not an easy question, but a compassionate and loving question, because it helps me realize and remember that being present to God is not about any form of entitlement or merit on my part. It's not about me somehow deserving the presence of God, but embracing the presence of God for the love and the grace that it is. The divine wisdom that helps me stay on the right track, keeping me clear with purpose and intent, helping me hear what is bigger than me, drawing me out of my cave of anxiety and despair into a much wider and inclusive mystery. The awareness that I and you and me together are part of something much bigger than even a mighty rock-splitting wind. As I walk with Marco on the night path, there is a sense of taking time to rest in my being and for my being to rest in God. All the worries from the day fade into the night and disappear into the spaciousness between the stars. There's a sense that in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with me despite my worries, despite my anxieties, and the long evenings of wondering what my life means now that my sons are leaving home. Yeah. The sheer silence, however it appears in our lives, is uncomfortable. We kind of have to sit with who we are. And that's part of the nature of Sabbath. Yet if we choose to embrace its emptiness, we soon realize that in the emptiness, in the sheer silence, is the utter fullness of God's love and compassion. As Elijah ponders God's question that lands at the cave's entrance, out of the curious appearance of sheer silence, his answer, when we read the next few verses, his answer is to renew his covenant with God and seek to be faithful to a much bigger and divine purpose. In the words of 1 Kings, I wonder, what are we doing here? It's a far-reaching and profound Sabbath question, I think. And so in the days to come, I invite us all to step into God's sheer silence when it appears, to walk our night path, and to allow its spaciousness to shape us and nourish us as faithful followers of God. Amen.